Shamus Space and Tech Briefing for Saturday, July 4th, 2026. Meanwhile, at NASA, a rescue mission launched Friday to save the Neil Gehrel Swift Observatory from falling out of orbit. Fox 35 Orlando says Northrop Grumman's air-launched Pegasus rocket lifted off at 4:36 a.m. from the Marshall Islands, carrying Catalyst's Lynx spacecraft, which will try to capture Swift with three robotic arms and boost it higher in several weeks.
NASA's Psyche spacecraft used a Mars gravity assist on May 15, passing within 2,864 miles of the planet without firing thrusters. Space Daily says the flyby added about 1,000 miles per hour and shifted Psyche's orbital plane by roughly 1 degree, putting it on course for asteroid Psyche.
Anthropic is in talks with Samsung to manufacture a custom AI chip, according to the Information and TechCrunch. UPI says the discussions would mark a first step toward an in-house chip effort.
CNBC reports that the first known congressional purchases of SpaceX stock have surfaced after the company's record IPO.
In April 2025, four private astronauts on SpaceX's FRAM-2 mission became the first humans to circle Earth in a true polar orbit over both poles. Space Daily says Chun Wang led the Crew Dragon Resilience flight with Jenica Mikkelsen, Rabea Raghi, and Eric Phillips in a roughly 90-degree orbit at about 430 kilometers.
Over at Amazon, Project Kuiper expects to begin offering satellite internet service later this year after launching 29 more satellites from Florida on a ULA Atlas V. The American Bazaar says Amazon now has more than 390 satellites toward a planned 3,200-plus constellation, while Starlink already operates roughly 10,000.
Axios reports that OpenAI is courting the Trump administration as its latest investor.
The White House has asked OpenAI to slow GPT 5.6's release and limit early access to government-approved partners, Axios reports, citing cybersecurity and national security concerns. Memeburn says the GPT 5.6 family includes Sol, Terra, and Luna, and that the Office of the National Cyber Director and OSTP are shaping a security evaluation framework.
Financial Times reports that President Trump will oppose heavy U.S. AI regulation, according to an outgoing tech advisor.
Shifting to Florida, opposition to AI data centers is spreading as 20 communities move to ban or freeze projects, according to The Cooldown and WESH. In Nassau County, commissioners approved a pause of up to a year after NextNRG tied a possible hyperscale project to a 1,600-acre lease, with 400 acres described as suited for a data center.
Bloomberg reports, via SiliconANGLE, that Crusoe is in talks to raise $3 billion at a $30 billion valuation. Crusoe builds data centers for Microsoft, Oracle, OpenAI, and reportedly Meta, and its Abilene site is OpenAI's largest Stargate campus.
Finally, at NVIDIA, the company launched a cloud and revenue sharing program to help AI startups get compute through providers using NVIDIA technology. Yahoo Finance says Sharon AI plans up to 40,000 NVIDIA Grace Blackwell GB300 GPUs, while Firmus is building a DSX AI factory campus in Batam, Indonesia.
That's the Shamus Space and Tech Briefing for Saturday, July 04th, 2026. Sources are in the show notes. This episode is AI generated. Verify claims against the original sources.